All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning as we get ready for Game 2 of the short two-game series between the A's and the Giants. It is the Bay Bridge Series. The Giants now lead the Bay Bridge Series 2-1. They split the two games in San Francisco back in April or so, and they win yesterday in Oakland in very convincing fashion, 7-3 over the A's. So the Giants 7-11-0 yesterday. They left 10 on base. Had a lot of action yesterday. For the A's, 3-10-0. They left 8 on base, and they tacked on 2 runs in the ninth inning off of Garcia on a home run by Sky Bolt to make it 7-3. But this one, the A's controlled early and put it away in the sixth inning. For Carlos Rodon, another win for him yesterday. He's 10-6 on the year. And Adam Aller took the loss. He is 1-5. A big crowd in Oakland yesterday. Nice to see it. 40,065. Great fans over in Oakland. I'm so happy that they could come out for this game. 3 hours, 21 minutes. So Rodon, 5 1/3 innings, 5 hits, a run, no walks, and only 3 strikeouts, 98 pitches for him. And he didn't get a lot of swings and misses. That fastball, that high fastball is coming in, and they're fouling it back and working that pitch count up. So for him, a little unusual, he didn't get that many swings and misses. For the Giants, they played a very clean game yesterday. No errors. We've talked about that. Very important for them to do that. Their hitters got 6 walks off the A's yesterday, and Aller was all over the place. Only struck out 4 times. And for the pitchers for the Giants yesterday, only 1 walk and 8 strikeouts. So that was very good, and that's the way you want to play the game. No errors, and get your walks. Don't strike out too much, and don't put the other team on base, and that is the key. Well, for the Giants, they finally get a win in August after losing 4 straight to the Dodgers. They're 1-4 now. On the road, they're 23-28. And for the Bay Bridge Series now, they lead it 2-1. In the interleague now, they're 8-6. And as I said, the 7, 8, 9 spots in the order yesterday for the A's really did the damage. 5-for-12 out of those spots with 5 runs scored, 3 homers, and 4 RBIs. And finally, a starter got a win in August, and Rodon got that done yesterday. So for the Giants, they're now 4-12 in their last 16 since the All-Star break. And 12-21 in their last 33 games. The A's are 17-34 at home. Scoring-wise yesterday, the first inning, Craw got a walk with the bases loaded. That put the Giants up 1-0. Wade had a very good game yesterday. Nice to see that for him. Got a double, and Jock Peterson, a nice hit, drove him in. That made it 2-0. And in the sixth inning, they put it away. Bart a base hit, and Wade a long home run for him, the right, 4-1. J.D. Davis, he's got power. He really does. He's got that high fly ball power. Put one out in center field, made it 5-1. Slater got a walk and did what he does best. That's steal a base. Belt got a base hit to make it 6-1. And then I thought the best moment of the game, Joey Bart. And I'm telling you, he has turned the corner. There's something about him now. His batting average has gone up about 30 or 40 points. He is absolutely, absolutely doing better as he crushed a long home run. And the Giants then went up 7-1 for Joey Bart. That's home run number 9. And Sky Bolt, as I said, got the home run in the ninth inning off of Garcia to make it 7-3. But for Wade, it was home run number 4. For J.D. Davis, home run number 6 on the year, his 2nd as a Giant already. And for Joey Bart, number 9. And Joey Bart is a key part of what could happen here over the next couple of months. So the Giants now are 52-55 as they finally creep a little closer to that 500 mark. They cannot afford to lose games like these to the A's. They have better players than the A's, better pitching than the A's, and if they're going to do anything in this wild card race, it's got to be a day at a time. You can't look down the road and say you've got to win 35 out of 52 or whatever it may be. You just take it day by day, and that's the best thing that they could do. Yesterday in baseball, the Dodgers beat San Diego again 8-3, Max Muncy, a big three-run homer, put the Dodgers on top after they were down 3-2, and they held on to win it 8-3. The Mets won a doubleheader yesterday against Atlanta. Boy, the Mets, 37,000 out there at Citi Field to see it, and the Mets take two from Atlanta. How about that? St. Louis with Jordan Montgomery beat the Yankees 1-0 yesterday. Montgomery, the former Yankee, did a great job, and then the bullpen finished it off. But the story in St. Louis yesterday, 48,000-plus, the biggest crowd they've ever had. The biggest crowd they've ever had, at, and I call it the new Busch Stadium, 48,000-plus there. Milwaukee lost 7-3. They are definitely in a tailspin. Ashby got knocked around. He very rarely wins. He's 2-10. And the Phillies keep rolling. They beat their cousins, their favorite team, Washington, and they beat them 11-5. So that's a little look at what happened yesterday. It's now time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, as I said, the Giants have to win these games, as these are teams that are below 500, well below 500. They go to San Diego starting on Monday for three. They'll see Blake Snell and Wood on Monday. Then the Pirates come in. And, again, the Pirates, a team really in trouble on the road, and they'll be in Arizona this week. All right, so the Giants turn to their young man from Rockland. He's 25 years old. He's been terrific all year, and that is Logan Webb. He's 9-5 on the year with a 320 earned run average. The whip is outstanding, 1.16. It's only his 68th Major League start, and he's 25-15 already. That is a 625 winning percentage, and he has done everything the Giants have asked of him this year. 22 games this year, 135 innings pitched, 122 hits given up, 48 runs, only 10 homers in 135 innings, 34 walks, and 110 strikeouts. Wow. Of the 10 homers, 8 are solo, so that's excellent for him. He's pitched twice against the American League, 13 innings, 11 hits, 3 runs, no homers, 4 walks, and 14 strikeouts. He's been so consistent all year long. Should have been an all-star, obviously, and it's just a pleasure to see him on the mound. Batting average against is .241. Lefties, .265. Righties, .219. First pitch putting it in play, as many pitchers get in trouble here. 23-53, .434. Wow. Runners in scoring position, sometimes trouble, .283. But then he settles down, .222 with two out. Can you run on him? A little bit. 9 stolen bases and 3 caught stealing. First time through, .247. Second time through, .254. And the third time through, .285. That first time through, he has given up 6 home runs. Elvis Andrus, 0-2. Seth Brown, 0-2. Kemp, 3-5. Laureano, 0-1. Lowry, 0-3. Murphy, 0-3. Pinder, 1-2. Piscotty, 0-1. And Stephen Vogt, 0-3. 4-22 off of Logan Webb. All right, the opposition today. Very interesting story. And I'll tell you a little bit of it right now. Adrian Martinez pitches for the A's today. He's a right-hander, 25 years old, from Mexicali, Mexico. The Padres signed him when he was 18 years old. He stayed in the Padres system until this last spring when he was traded to the A's in the Sean Manaea trade. How about that? So the A's must think highly of him. He has pitched in the Mexicali on that team in the Winter League. And he's been in organized ball since 2015, just an 18-year-old. He made it up to Las Vegas this year. He's 4-6 with a .554 and run average in the minors. 79 innings pitched, 87 strikeouts. But the home run ball, like the pitcher yesterday, has plagued him. 19 homers in 79 triple-A innings in that Pacific Coast League where the ball flies. All right, what has he done as a major leaguer? He's 2-2 with a .652 earned run average all this year. The whip is 1.50. He's 6'2", 215, so a big kid. He's made 5 major league starts, okay? 19 1/3 innings, 23 hits, 14 runs, 5 homers here in the big leagues in 19 and a third, 6 walks and 14 strikeouts. Batting average against is .295. Lefties .325 with a homer. I assume we'll see that lefty lineup today. Righties .263, but 4 homers against them. First pitch in play, 5 for 11. Of the 5 homers, 3 solos, so that's a little bit better for him. Runners in scoring position, 3 for 11 and 2 out, 1 for 5. So he's got an idea, and he, I'm sure, knows how to pitch. It's just a question of command for him, for young Adrian Martinez. So we'll see how he does today. He has beaten Detroit and Toronto. Other games today, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, Washington and Philly, Nola goes there, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and that is Ashcraft for Cincinnati and Burns for Milwaukee. Milwaukee needs a win. Great game, Yankees at St. Louis. It's Frankie Montas makes his Yankee debut against Adam Wainwright. The Cubs take on Miami, Lizardo there. Atlanta and the Mets. Boy, Atlanta trying to do something here in New York. Strider against Jacob DeGrom. How about that one? Colorado, Arizona, Urena and Davies. And the night game tonight, and this is the one down in L.A., and the Dodgers just keep rolling along. They're doing to the Padres what they did to the Giants. It is Darvish for San Diego and Anderson for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Wow. What a Sunday of baseball. This is quite a Sunday of baseball. It is August the 7th. There's plenty of baseball left to be played, and if you're a Giants fan and you're following this, day by day, don't look ahead too far. Just win the game. You have to win today. All right, more coming up. The professor will join us right after this. KNBR 680-1045, the sports leader.